In the January 2003 editorial, I make a case for the superbly developed skills of the coastal cruiser. After all, once you're away from land and crossing oceans, what's to hit? January 2003, The View from Here. Credit Where Credit's Due, by Karen Larson. Why is it, in the hierarchy of cruising, that coastal cruisers are regarded with less esteem than circumnavigators? After a vacation on Lake Superior that involved a series of passages, I began to think that the real skills are formed near land. Our trip involved many short hops of 30 and 60 nautical miles, and nearly as many longer ones of 90 and 115 nautical miles. Those longer trips are either overnight passages or long days in which we arrive in the dark. I prefer the overnight passage and daylight arrival. One thing you get when you sail and sail and sail away from one landmass toward another is time for contemplation. Sometimes the only thing that comes to my mind on bouncy passages, this most recent vacation being comprised primarily of those, is, why is this blankety-blank boat jolting around like a pinball being thwacked by malicious juvenile flippers? But there are calmer times of reflection, when the trip is relaxing and the distances traveled seem rewarding rather than tedious or monotonous. Several times during passages such as these, I compared the skill sets of coastal cruisers with those of passage makers, and the coastal cruisers come out as the more experienced of the two kinds of sailors. Hear me out. Perhaps we'll set the hierarchy of sailing achievement on its ear. If nothing else, this is a call for equal respect for the coastal cruiser.